Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.
Superannuation this year has undergone some changes which affect many people's super funds. Focus has been on super since the government allowed access to people during lockdowns last year. This year, the government super changes, referred to as Your Future, Your Super, include super stapling, which will see people taking their main super fund from employer to employer. Further, a new annual performance test will call out underperforming funds who will be stopped from taking on new members. It's really all about encouraging people to engage more with their super. Today, to talk to me about some of the changes is Active Super CEO Phil Stockwell. Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Julia. It's good to be here.
Phil, what have you seen as the most important changes to super this year?
Well, there's been a lot of changes to super this year, Julia. There's a package of changes coming through from the government that were announced in the budget last year called Your Future, Your Super. And it really is a set of reforms that are having quite a bit big impact on superannuation in the industry generally. It's made up of a few things. The first is this thing called a performance test, which is about ensuring that super funds are delivering on their promise to members. There's also some changes related to for trustees in terms of how they make decisions on behalf of members, ensuring that they're really making decisions and running the funds for the best financial interests of the members. And I guess a third big change relates to a thing called stapling, what's known as stapling, where a member gets stapled to a fund, and as they progress through their career and change jobs, they stay with the same fund.
And so what are the things that your fund has had to do with regard to the performance test or the trustee obligations?
Yeah, the performance test is one that measures the performance over a period of time, and takes into account investment returns, of course, but also fees. And it's designed to identify funds that really aren't delivering against adequate performance for members. Now, from our fund point of view, the results have just been published for the first annual test. And I'm pleased to say, Julia, that we did pass that test and we performed very well. In fact, for members who have a balance of $50,000 and are 30 years old, we were ranked number one. And so we were very pleased to get that result. It's a great outcome for our members. Unfortunately, the funds that didn't pass that test had to they have to send a letter to their members and notify them that they didn't pass that test. In terms of the members' best financial interest changes that I spoke of from a trustee point of view, really it's something that we have been doing in substance for a long period of time already. And so it really is ensuring that when we make decisions and when we do choose to spend money, we're doing that in a way that is has a mind to ensuring that we're delivering great member outcomes. So that's performance, keeping fees down, and also delivering great service. And on the fees front, we've been able to reduce our administration fees for our members for the last 2 years running. And so we're continuing to look for ways to do that.
Sounds very good for the members. Can you explain how stapling works?
Yes, stapling is a big change, and it's changing for both not only consumers but also for employers as well. So the basic purpose of stapling is to reduce the numbers of unnecessary accounts in the superannuation system. So the way it worked previously is often when you left a job and you started a new job, you would get signed up to the default superannuation scheme for the employer that that you're joining. And so you'd end up with multiple accounts. With stapling, when you join a new employer, the way it will work is that if you don't nominate a choice of fund when you first join, and so when you sit down on your first day and fill out all the forms If you don't fill out a form to say what super fund you want to be with, the employer has to go and consult the tax office website to find out what fund you're stapled to. And so it's the ATO that determines what fund you're stapled to. It's only at that point, if you're not already stapled to a fund, do you then go into the default of that employer. And so you can see the onboarding process is quite different for both the member and for the employer.
So I guess the onus is on you as the member. If you're not that happy with the fund that you're already in, you might want to try out the new default fund that the employer is offering you.
Yes, that's right, Julia. So one of the things that these changes do is that it does put the onus on the consumer or the member to really consider whether the fund that they're in is the right one for them and that they'd like to stay with. And so you may have, in your first job, joined a fund that was associated with the retail industry or the hospitality industry. And as you've progressed through your career, you've changed employer and changed industry often. And it's worth considering at those points whether you're in the fund that's right for you. And so it does put the onus back on the member or the consumer to determine what fund is right for them. And all you need to do is fill out a choice of fund form and give that to your employer, and they will put that superannuation into that account.
And so what does that mean to the employee benefits you might have had or insurance that you had with the fund that, as you say, you may have taken from retail and now you might be in construction, for example?
Yes, that's one of the tricky areas of these changes is that often you will have insurance arrangements associated with the superannuation fund that you're in. And for people who've and some industries, particularly where there's dangerous occupations, they've got insurance products that are designed specifically for the needs of their members. And so if you've come in a stapling world, if you're stapled to a fund and you enter and you're stapled to a fund from retail or hospitality and you enter an industry that is different, it may be that those insurance arrangements aren't optimised for your new role in the new industry that you're in. And so it's an area where you need to consider whether that super fund is right for you and seek advice. And if you see if there's benefits in doing so, put in a choice of fund form and change super fund.
So which funds are really likely to benefit from the new stapling rules?
Yes. So as I've mentioned, it's those funds which are known as the first job funds. And so a lot of us, when you first start out, you might have a part-time job in hospitality or in retail. And so it's really the funds that where a member will join for the first time. And so when you're joining those employers, you won't have a fund that you're already stapled to. And so unless you fill out a choice of fund form and nominate the fund that you would like to be a member of, you will be defaulted into the fund that's the default for that particular employer and generally aligned to that particular industry.
And so what does that mean for funds such as yours, which might not be the first job type funds for people?
Yeah, so stapling and all of these changes generally mean that for us, we need to make sure that we're very competitive, we offer great value for our members. And so we're focused on ensuring that we deliver great investment performance, that our fees are competitive, and that we deliver great service. And so they're the things that we continue to focus on. It also means that having a brand name that is well known in the marketplace and you've got strong engagement and relationship really with your members, so that as and when they change roles, as and when they change employers, they fill out that choice of fund form and they say, here's the fund that I'd like to be with. And so we'd certainly like to be in a position where active super members choose to stay with us through that whole of their life or the whole of their career. And new members join us because they know us and they like what we do.
And what have you had to do to make sure that members do stay with you once they have the choice to go elsewhere?
Well, Julia, it's a good question because members' needs are really changing. You know, the core deliverable of super, or the core outcome of super, if you like, is investment returns. And That's always been the case and it always will be the case. But members are increasingly demanding good value for money. And so that means keeping fees at a reasonable level. And as I mentioned earlier, we've been able to continue to reduce that admin fee, and we'll continue to look for ways to do that. But also, members are increasingly after great engagement with their super fund. And so it gets to being able to have a strong technology that enables a member to engage with their mobile phone, so transact, check their balances, do all the things that they'd like to do in a very easy and a very convenient way. And so we've been investing in the technology and upgrading to be able to do that. And so we've recently launched a new member online experience with an upgraded app. It has increased functionality, but importantly, it also has increased security, which is such an important thing in today's world as well. So we've moved to modern technology with two-factor authentication to ensure it's got the strongest level of security. The other thing that we're doing is we recently rebranded. And so for most of the fund's history, we've been known as Local Government Super. And we've grown up in the local government industry and community. And we recently rebranded to be called Active Super. And the reason for the rebrand is really to broaden that appeal to a wider membership base, and so that members will stay with us not only when they're with local government, but also when they move on to other roles in other industries. And so we've been working hard to ensure we stay competitive in terms of what we offer to our members, but also that our name and our brand really embodies and encompasses who we are and what we do.
So what do your members ask for in terms of education and helping them make decisions around their finances within super and outside?
Yes, it was interesting during the early part of the COVID pandemic. Members really, they got on email, they got on web chat, they picked up the phones and they really called us. And so we had a significant increase in volume during that time. So super funds are becoming an important part of the financial services landscape, and members look to their super fund for reassurance in times of stress like that, particularly when markets are going up or going down, as the case was in the early part of 2020. So what we've done in order to respond to that need is we've really improved and increased the level of online communication that we're doing via our website, and so improving the content, but also a lot of content that's video and audio based. We've been holding webinars rather than, we haven't been able to get out into the regional areas and do face-to-face meetings, and so we've been trying to support our members with a lot more webinar type content, and we've also been ensuring that we communicate more regularly. We're continually keeping the members up to date, not only with the changes in the industry, but also how their portfolio is going as well.
And I know that, like a lot of super funds, there have been changes in the life stage funds or the life cycle funds, which obviously a lot of people in default super are in. What have you done as a super fund in that area?
Yes, that's one of the recent changes we made, Julia, is it relates to our MySuper product. And MySuper product, as you say, is the default that when you join us, and if you don't choose which fund you're in, you go into the MySuper product. And the MySuper product that we have is what's known as a glide path or a life stage MySuper product. And so we call it hands-free investing. And because it's as when you're younger, you're in a higher proportion of growth assets. And then as you progress through your life stages or as you get older, that is progressively reduced so that as you approach retirement, you're in less growth, which means less risk, so it's less volatile. And that means that you can plan for your retirement with a little more certainty. And so recently we've upgraded and modernised our MySuper Glide Path. We've simplified it, and we've also delayed the period in which the age with which we reduce the level of growth assets. And we've done that, Julia, because people are living longer and working longer. And when you do the modelling, and we've done extensive modelling in terms of planning for this important change, And it showed that overwhelmingly that through the life of the glide path, members will be better off at the point of retirement, quite significantly better off in some cases. And so it's a big improvement for our members and a great step for member outcomes.
It sounds like a sensible idea. So I spoke to your investment manager, Moya Yip, recently, and she talked to me about your commitment to responsible investing. And can you tell me, as the CEO, why your fund is so focused on responsible investing and how you think you stand out in this area?
Yes, so Local Government Super, as it was then known, was a real pioneer of responsible investing, Julia. We were the first fund over 20 years ago to take tobacco out of the portfolio. So we've always felt very strongly that as a long-term investor, as a superannuation fund, you're really investing for a very long period of time. We felt strongly that because of that, those long-term risks, things like climate change, really do matter. We're also a diversified investor, and a diversified investor needs to hold a wide range of assets. So you need to ensure that when you do invest in assets, that they are really well managed. And so we've adopted a philosophy called ESG, or responsible investing. And we hear a lot about the E, the environmental part, with climate change. And there's a lot of work going on in that area. But the S and the G are just as important. And that's the social side. So it's, actively engaging with companies to improve things like diversity. And it's also the governance, which is actively engaging with our investments to ensure that they are transparent and well run. They're not overpaying their executives, and that they have the highest quality governance standards, so that they're well run organisations. And so we're actively involved in the E, the S, and the G in our responsible investment approach, and that is to ensure that for our members, for the long term, that we generate great investment performance for them.
And do you hear from the members that it's something that they really care about?
Yes, it is. It's an increasingly so. ESG has gone from one of those things that was somewhat on the fringe to being very squarely mainstream now. You hear a lot in the media about commitments to carbon neutral and by 2050 and the Paris Agreement and so forth as one element of it. So it's something that we're increasingly hearing from our members is important, and we see it as important that we have an impact. And so the great thing about our responsible investing approach is that we've been able to not only deliver investment returns, which is what members care about ultimately in terms of maximising that retirement outcome, but also in investing in a way that is for the greater good, that's doing something good with their savings. And we hear increasingly from our members that how they invest in super is very important to them. And so they want to know that they're with a super fund that has a clear purpose, and that purpose is for the greater good.
Thank you very much. Lovely talking to you today, Phil.
It's my pleasure, Julia. Thank you.
You've been listening to Phil Stockwell, CEO of Active Super. Please remember that you can subscribe to Friends with Money wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au.